Emmanuel Wilson's entire June case was 34 straight games played, and this week, he suffered a leg injury. It happened late in Tuesday's practice, August 11th, and he sat out Wednesday with the severity unclear. Mike McDonald didn't address the media that day, so there's no official word, per Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times. He wasn't reported back on the field before the preseason opener. The June preview set it straight. Nothing in Wilson's profile stands out except the showing up. Two nearly identical seasons in Green Bay, 502 rushing yards, and then 496, the same relief job done at volume twice, and not a missed game in 2 years. Availability was the one skill on the page, and the scenario that made him interesting was a thinned Seattle backfield, needing exactly that skill while Zach Charbonnet rehabs his knee. Here's the twist the week delivered. The backfield thinned exactly as the scenario imagined, and Wilson is one of the reasons. As of Wednesday, with Charbonnet still on the physically unable to perform list, Jacardia right out, and rookie Jadarian Price just easing back from soreness, Condotta counted the healthy bodies in the room as George Helani, Bayless Jones Jr., Justin Jones, and the undrafted rookie TJ Harden. The opportunity Wilson signed for in March is sitting right there, wide open, and for at least a few days he couldn't practice for it. On a one-year deal, in a camp battle the June preview said probably doesn't keep every veteran in the room, August practices missed are currency spent. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The depth chart opening is even bigger than June sketched, but the availability that was his whole argument is exactly what wobbled this week, and we don't yet know for how long. Next week, whether Wilson returns to practice first, and then whether he gets touches in the second preseason game, any game usage would say the leg is fine and the roster case is alive. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.